Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine, or BME for short. And today what I want to share with you is three simple rules for generating new customers with paid traffic advertising. So if you've ever had struggles here, or you've thought about trying it, or you're stuck, or you're not sure how to level up your paid traffic, then I'm going to share some great things with you that will help you move forward. So stay tuned and we'll break those down. Before we get into the three simple rules, I want to make sure you foundationally understand something that you're probably aware of, you're experiencing for sure, but maybe hasn't been called out specifically for you yet. And if we do this, it'll help you have a little bit different perspective and definitely get more effective results with your advertising. Years ago, decades ago, we used to see a handful of advertisements every day, whether it was something in the newspaper or a billboard, or maybe we heard something on the radio. We were exposed to a much smaller set of ads and marketing. Today, there's different studies, and you can Google these because there's some slightly different numbers. But today, the prospects that you want to become your customers are seeing thousands of ads every day, thousands. And so, and you're experiencing them too. And maybe you're noticing them, maybe you're blocking them out, you know, whatever it may be, you are experiencing that same thing. And so are your prospects. And so when we think about paid advertising with paid traffic, and we think about any type of marketing and advertising, we have to realize that there's a new, very high threshold of noise around our prospects. There's a new amount of, you know, there's just a ever increasing noise level with the ads that they see. And so in order to be successful, the first thing, the first rule to remember is don't expect early results in the beginning, especially not sustainable results. You may get some results, you may learn something, you might hit something out of the park early on, but unless you know how to sustain that, then you're going to have an expectation that, oh, this is how marketing works every time. This is how advertising works every time. And that's not accurate for many reasons. One is if you don't really go in an iterative step-by-step process and you don't really build a foundation for your marketing, it's not going to be repeatable or scalable. And so you're creating problems if you think, oh, it should work right away, or it did work right away, so we're good. If you win in that situation, it's really hard to replicate what worked out of the gate without any knowledge. But if you lose, then you're actually in a good position because you can review what didn't work, how can we improve, how can we change? And our goal in our marketing is to outlast our competitors. Our goal is to keep building our brand awareness. Our goal is to take this, you know, advertising that everybody's kind of drowning in because they don't pay attention to any of it. And our goal is to become, you know, the pinnacle, the thing that really stands out and, you know, stands out to our prospects because we show up consistently, we show up more than everybody else does, and we truly speak their language and we make an offer that actually matters to them. There's so much marketing that's wasted because it's general, it's fluffy. It's from the business's perspective instead of from the consumer's perspective. So we cannot expect early results that are going to be sustainable. The second rule with paid advertising is keep your offer super simple. Make sure that you're not overwhelming and complicating things because that's just going to overwhelm and confuse your prospects and they will go away because there's too many decisions to make. I have done this wrong so many times and it's still something I have to watch for, but it's also something that we see with our clients sometimes and we guide them through is if you provide a multifaceted product or a multifaceted service, and you try to talk about all the different things that you're going to do for a prospect when they become a customer, you just end up overwhelming them. And they're probably not sitting there searching and thinking about 10 different things they're going to need. They might be thinking about just one thing that they want. And when we think about, you know, approaching our prospects, approaching our audience in the right way, what we need to do is do the research, have the conversations, really dive deep into what our prospects are thinking about, and then determine which thing is most important to them. It doesn't even matter if that thing that is number one to them doesn't actually solve their problem. What matters is that we address what they're asking for. It matters that we address what they want and then give them what they need. I was having a conversation with a client earlier today, and they were talking about how, you know, people say, you know, they want this handbook and this manual, but then they don't use it. And I said, well, I said, I understand that that could be frustrating because you want to really want to serve them. But if that's what they think they want, then just sell them the manual first. And then once they have the manual, then serve them and say, now that you have this, here's the other things that I would recommend you put in place because you'll truly get value out of that manual. Here's the other things that if we put in place, you're going to achieve the goals that you have in your company. And so instead of trying to educate too much up front with here's all the things you'll need, educate about the thing that your prospects want. Educate about the thing that your audience thinks they need, and then start the relationship there. So lesson number two is keep your offer simple. Don't overcomplicate it and make, you know, it's something that overwhelms your prospects. Instead, keep it simple and give them exactly what they're thinking they need. It's what they want, and maybe they do need it or maybe not, but give them what they want. The third thing is to don't just rely on a single channel. If you're just running Facebook ads, you're going to be in trouble. If you're just running Google ads, you're going to be in trouble. If you just rely on referrals, you're going to be in trouble. If you just rely, you know, on one form of advertising, something is going to change in that space. And one, you're not going to be able to reach new people, but you also could lose that channel. And so anytime that we're working with our clients, we let them know, hey, we can launch in one space, but we recommend adding these other channels. Or let's start with two channels or three channels because one, we're going to see which audience performs, you know, best. But also when something happens on that channel, which it will, doesn't matter what it is, technology, old school channels, whatever, something is going to happen in that channel. Your business isn't going to die because you are standing on one leg. You are depending on one single source. So as you think about paid traffic, we're going to talk about a lot of traffic, you know, this week, so you understand what to do there. Make sure that you realize that you need to think for the long term and play the long game because that's how you're going to learn and sustain. So don't ever expect early wins, you know, too fast because they're generally not repeatable. Think for the long term, set a budget you can commit to for a year or 2 years or 3 years and invest over time. Keep your offer super simple. Don't overcomplicate it and just give your prospects exactly what they want. And third, test a few paid channels and get at least two performing and more if possible, because then you're not building your business and your marketing on a channel that could fail or change without notice to you. That's how ad channels work. So I hope that's been useful for you. If you need help with generating new leads, bringing new customers, and really finding, you know, a marketing strategy that works for you now and in the long run, you can comment below, you can message me, you can reach out at businessmarketingengine.com. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show.